Time to get a bit of that Monday motivation into our bones. And Rick Mirabella from runners.com, R-U-N-N-E-Z.com, is with us. Breaking habits. That's what's on the agenda this morning. Rick, good morning to you.
And what a better time to do it than Monday morning. G'day, Robbo. How are you, my friend?
Very well indeed. Yeah, weekend's gone. New week. Come on, let's try and break some of those habits that we all have. And they can have varying impacts on what we do and how we keep healthy.
Yes, mate. And mate, look, we've got thousands of things we do each day on automatic autopilot that we don't even realise we do. And after years and years and years of compounding, it leads to the self that we see today in the mirror, and physically and emotionally how we feel. So, look, there's a lot of experts in this field, and I'm not one, but I do know a little bit about it, and I've done a lot of study. And I'm telling you, if you just observe yourself from the outside in and just say, well, what actually do I do automatically as soon as I wake up in the morning to the minute I go to bed? And you'll see there's a lot of things there that aren't particularly good for you or are serving you, especially, and it could just be a mental health thing. You're not serving your mental well-being or emotional well-being. There's many varying things, that whether it's obviously dietary choices, how many hours we spend on our phone, how many hours we stay sitting, emotional eating, if things aren't exactly going to plan. Just everything is probably hardwired in our brain especially since teenage years. So it's quite interesting if you take a step out of your body and just look at your day and observe your day and see if you're not entirely happy and if you're not currently at your optimum, what can I do? Just little things. And then just start to diarise. Well, I usually do this at 6:30 a.m. Well, actually, that's not going to serve me for the next 50 years. So I'm going to try to, instead of do that, I'm going to do a five-minute yoga video or anything to start to break that habit. And 2 to 3 weeks of doing that, all of a sudden, well, I'm a new person. And it's amazing what the sliding doors moment can create.
Yeah. Oh, look, I can tell you that none of which I think, well, there's a couple that are bad for me. But, you know, I'm in the mornings, like I am an absolute robot. You know, like I know I go through exactly the same routine, even like when I get to work, you know, and I do things by time, you know. So, and this is the bit that's not good for me, but if I go and have a durry, you know, it's like it's 4:45. That's when I do it. Yep. Because I just know I do this, you know. So none of that is particularly bad for me, but, you know, there are, and the other one used to be as well, which I don't now, but it used to be whenever the phone rang, you'd light a durry. You know, because, you know, you're going to have a chat on the phone. These sort of things. But when you put it in the context of what you're saying, it is very true that we are, I'm sure, more creatures of habit than we would like to think we are.
But do you know what? Our brains are plastic, and the neuroplasticity is such a fascinating and beneficial field, if you want to delve into that a bit, listeners, because you can change everything. It is all up to you. Look, our destiny and our future is in our hands. It's not just laid out for us. We can change everything about what we're doing. Look, it takes time because our habits have been molded, but it's not a foregone conclusion that we're going to do everything the same for the next 30 years. So it's a fascinating topic. And yeah. Look, to be honest, if you can delve into this and work on this, you don't need anything else. You don't need any other gimmicks or any other rubbish. You just need to look at the way you're doing things, and if we can change little bits here and there, it's fascinating, and it's really motivating because we are in control of our own destiny.
Yep. Well, one habit we can't break is talking to you on a Monday morning around this time, and we'll do that again next week, Rick.
I certainly hope not. I'll see you on Monday morning, brother.
Good on you. Take care. Rick Mirabella, runners.com, R-U-N-N-E-Z.com, our Monday motivationalist.